Sports, wine, life. This is the Macko and Cause podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Macko and Cause podcast. I'm Matt Cause. That's Bob Mackowitz. How you doing, Bob?
I'm good, Matthew, but I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel your Christmas tree is Christmassy enough? And before you answer that, let me set the scene. So I walk in, and your place is quite Christmassy.
Yes.
In the spirit of anybody who's listened to this pod knows that your girlfriend Amy loves a good holiday.
Yep.
Or even a bad one. Just any reason to decorate the house up.
Arbor Day, it's nuts here.
Just right. Nuts. Actually, trees.
Yeah.
She actually brings in live trees and plants them in the living room.
Isn't it?
So I don't know. I'm just going to make a quick estimate. I'm going to say there's probably about 50 to 60 pieces of Christmas paraphernalia laid out.
Yes.
And the place is nice. Like, it's a condo in downtown Toronto. I don't know how many square feet you have, but like, it's not a country manor.
No.
Like, it's a downtown condo.
Yeah.
And the Christmas tree takes up about a third of the room.
Yeah. That'd be I'll go a fifth.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, somewhere between a fifth and a quarter.
Yeah.
Certainly enough that wherever you sit or stand, you are in immediate proximity to the tree.
Fair, 100%.
Right. How does Amy feel about it?
Thought it's a little thin. Wasn't fat enough for her. We called it, we always, this won't shock you, we name every tree.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That does shock not, me. But.
And this one is called Slim Shady.
Uh-huh.
So because A, it provides shade, but B, Amy deemed it a little bit slim.
It's
so,
a real tree, right?
Oh, of course. We're not cowards.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not these people.
You also don't have kids that can go like barreling into the tree and knock it over.
I grew up with a real tree, and you know, me and my twin brother, we survived.
Mm-hmm.
You guys?
Did you ever knock the tree over?
No. I've never.
We did.
Did you?
Oh yeah, of course we did. Like we were kids.
So now what do you have now? Do you guys go the war on Christmas and have a fake tree?
We have a fake tree, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
My wife insists. And because we have two votes, we went 1-1, so she won.
Wait, hold on. Let me do the counting.
Yeah, it works out. Great. Yeah, she controls the House and the Senate.
Yeah, so it's, your house is Florida. You know, the vote, just voting irregularity all over the place.
Right.
You got to get the real tree once.
You know, I like the real tree and it smells good. It does make a mess. But honestly, like, look how we live, Matt.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, you have to excavate to get to the kitchen. So what's a few pine needles?
And it's pine needles. Like, when people say it's a mess, you sweep up pine needles. It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's as long as you can get, the hardest thing about a tree is getting it up. Like, having the proper stand. Because there's always that fear when you've got it all set up and it moves just a little bit. You're like, this is going to come down.
You never knocked the tree over or put it in danger of being knocked over when you were a kid?
No.
Didn't you crawl underneath it and go to the stand and think, how loose can I make this before it topples?
I used to crawl under it, but I didn't want to destroy the tree. I didn't want to knock it down.
But weren't you just a little curious?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
That's cool.
It's all good.
Busy, you know, looking at my gifts. Couldn't wait to hopefully get some G.I. Joes or Transformers.
Hey, speaking of your never-ending youth, so Eli Manning won.
Yes, he did.
So what does this mean for you?
It means he's a career, he's now, I think, 167 and 167. I forget what it is, but he's a 500.
But he's 500.
He's 500.
So if he stops now, you get your dream. Is Daniel Jones going to be back in time for him to stop now?
He will be back. Well, no, my dream was for him to beat the Eagles, go one game over, and then retire. I didn't get that, but I got the win against a very good Miami Dolphins. No, not a good Miami
Dolphins. So is this like when an Olympic athlete finishes fourth with a personal best?
Mm.
It's hard to complain, but you kind of dreamed of the podium?
That's a good analogy. Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of Eli.
Okay.
And the great thing is, we talked about before, is there's something about him that just angers people. Like the idea of him going in the Hall of Fame, it really pisses people off, and I'm not sure why. There's something about him that just angers people.
I guess, you know, he did a great job in those two playoff runs.
Yeah.
And nobody can take that away.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a little bit lucky, but honestly, would he be the only quarterback that ever won a Super Bowl based with on a little bit of luck.
You can look at all the New England wins against Seattle. There was luck against Atlanta. Right. 100 like there's always luck.
Sure, right? Yeah. And think about the Rams in Tennessee and the ball stops on the 1 yard line. Mm-hmm. Like you know,
it happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
So I think he belongs there. You made the point last week, and I needed clarification that you can be a 500 player and get into the Hall of Fame, and that there are others who have that. Mm-hmm. So by that standard, of course, he would go in. I think people just don't like him because he's the quarterback of the New York Giants and his last name's Manning.
It doesn't help. You're right. Those are two definite definitive strikes against him. And he had three interceptions against Miami as well. And one of the touchdowns was really bouncing lucky and Golden Tate did most of the work. But all right, Eli.
So here's what I feel like we learned about the Bills yesterday. That was a damn good game. Did you watch it?
I did not.
The Sunday nighter?
I was knee deep in Christmas celebrations.
Oh, fair enough. And knee deep in Christmas cheer, apparently, like quite literally.
Yeah.
It was a damn good game. And so here's what I think we know about Buffalo. They're good enough to give a team like Baltimore a good game but lose.
Yeah.
And they're good enough to give a team like Pittsburgh a good game and win.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where they're at.
They
might even win a playoff round depending on who they see. Because I don't think they're going to beat the Pats for that first spot in the East.
No. No, a lot has to go right. Buffalo has to win, and then New England has to lose to Miami, who just lost to Eli Manning, who threw three interceptions.
You know, Josh Allen is confusing, as most sort of kind of good quarterbacks are.
Yeah, you don't trust him, though.
No,
you
can't. Not
I mean,
at all.
He's a young guy.
And but you don't distrust him either. He gets it done.
He does.
Sometimes.
Yeah. that's a hell of a statement. He gets it done. The problem with him is, do you trust him on 3rd and 11? Do you trust him in high leverage situations? Do you trust him if the Bills are down 10-0 midway through the second quarter of a playoff game?
I can't tell whether he's overrated or underrated. Mm-hmm. He's one of those players. He's underrated in the sense that he's a terrific runner.
Yeah.
And he generates a lot of offense.
Yeah.
And he's engineered some real fourth quarter comebacks.
Yep.
And he's shown resilience. And he also, for a guy who is just a chucker, spent a lot of time at the beginning of the season throwing 20 yards and less.
Yeah.
He's made this thing with John Brown work out. Like, there's a lot of good there. The overrated part is when they start going, oh, so he's really good.
Yeah.
Like, slow down.
He's not franchise quarterback yet.
Is he going to be Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah. I mean,
do you know what I mean by that? Like, he's like, you keep waiting for him to be really good, but he never sucks either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like, you take him out of Miami and you put him in Tennessee and like, oh, okay, there's good Ryan Tannehill. He's good. He's not great. He's not a true friend. If you win with Josh Allen, it's because everything else is really humming.
Yeah.
You know, like, and by the way, there's only a few quarterbacks out there that have that top level. Like, it's incredibly hard to find.
I got a quick rank them for you since we're talking football, and then we can move on to Leafs, Raptors. Like, we got to talk Star Wars today, obviously. But I had an interesting rank them yesterday. Mm. Okay, so who would you rather have at this point?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield?
Kyler Murray.
That fast?
Yeah.
I
wish
that
I could have said that.
Okay, but hang on.
Yeah.
Before you answer that fast.
Yeah.
He's a running quarterback.
He is, and he's tiny. Murray's
a small
tiny.
Running quarterback who's getting it done in his first year.
Yeah, he's smaller
Baker
than
Mayfield,
Russell Wilson.
Classic drop back passer.
But he's an asshole.
And also a mess.
Yeah.
I know, but if you had to make a guess for your franchise for 15 years, you'd take Kyler Murray over Baker Mayfield?
I would.
For 15 years or for right now?
For both. And
interesting.
I understand the skepticism because of just he's so tiny. But it's just quarterbacks for me, and I need a little CEO in you. Mm-hmm. I need a little maturity. I need a lot of maturity, and I just don't sense that from Baker Mayfield.
Now, the counterpoint is,
and there's plenty,
Ben Roethlisberger, mm-hmm. who is not a CEO, unless it's the CEO of Babes, Beers, and Bikes.
Yeah.
That's changed over the years.
That
has
changed.
But he was a dominant quarterback, mm-hmm. and I think probably his private time wasn't that distinguished.
Yeah, it felt like if he was a CEO, it was like a t-shirt hut on
Hooters.
The beach.
He was the CEO of Hooters.
He was the CEO of Hooters.
Yeah, or what was that thing back in the day that Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone
Remember Girls Gone Wild? He was the CEO of Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know, but I think he's in a bad spot right now.
I think so too.
Yeah, which is karmically kind of seems to make sense.
I'm not crying for him.
No. There's very little. By the way, imagine trying to get Girls Gone Wild, get it going now. Like the social media, and rightfully so, outcry about it. Like if
you don't need to, because there's TikTok. Like people do it for themselves now.
What the hell's TikTok?
Oh, TikTok's a thing that kids do.
Okay, it's a way of communicating and stuff.
It is a way of communicating.
How you feeling right now?
It is a platform.
How you feeling right now, being the father of a daughter?
Well, you know,
it's complicated.
You know, I'm good now because she's 9.
Yeah, exactly. It's great now.
She actually said to my wife, she said, "Mom, when do you become a preteen, and when is it acceptable to behave like one?"
Oh. Only your daughter would say that.
I know. By the way, the answer?
Yeah.
31.
31. Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of her questions, the answer is 31.
Just hang on, honey.
Yeah. But
wait till I'm dead and have all the fun you want.
All the fun you want. But getting back to it, I don't trust Baker Mayfield.
Right.
I don't trust his judgment. He seems to have regressed a little bit. He only beats bad teams. Someone called him, I think it was Coward, called him Sober Johnny Manziel.
You got to give the guy credit.
You got to give credit.
That was pretty good.
It's a good line. It's a good line.
It's true.
Yeah. I don't trust Baker Mayfield. We saw it in college. We saw, the cop videos, all this evidence is out there. So,
but you can be an idiot and succeed.
You can be. You can, just usually, not all the time, but usually at quarterback, you can't be an idiot.
I agree. Most of them are type A. Do you remember Ray Allen's workout regimen?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would say, Zdeno Chara was the same way. Zdeno Chara, one night a year, someone told me, would have chicken wings.
Yeah.
As a treat.
Yeah.
For the season.
Yeah.
One night a year, he would have chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
As a treat. But, he's also 42 years old and an incredible specimen and still playing and one of the greatest defensemen who ever lived. Yep. So there you go.
There's the sacrifice.
That's who you got to be. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. It's just I was looking at the stats yesterday, and he was the first. It's him, Robert Griffin III, and somebody else in his first year throwing for X number of yards and running for X number of yards.
Yeah.
So it's like this super elite company. And even though the Cardinals have sucked, he's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But then you think, man, I wish I could remember who the other guy was. It might have been Michael Vick. Maybe it wasn't.
I mean, if it's about if it's a rushing record and it's a quarterback, it's either Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick.
But it was first year, though, so it wouldn't be Lamar Jackson.
Okay, yeah.
It was a first year. So I can't remember who the other guy was, but he was really good.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't Michael Steve Vick. Young, but it was somebody like that.
Yeah.
And then it was Robert Griffin III, and I thought, well, that's the conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there, right? Like, he could go on to have an amazing career, mm-hmm. or rip up his knee halfway through next year, and that's it.
A hell of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
He could become on Eileen.
Literally it, one hit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good work there.
Do you have any other football you want to get to? There was a hell of a lot that happened yesterday.
There was, but I was at family Christmas party, and then after that, there's this one bar that every year on this day, on like one day, they recreate the whole Charlie Brown, all the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Right, cool.
So it's a great little three-piece like jazz band, and they do it. So we went to that afterwards. So
Four Jackson and Jill?
What's that? Four Jackson and Jill. Yeah. So
I was at my in-law's place, mm-hmm. and I'm the only member of the family that watches football on Sundays, which means I'm alone.
Yeah.
And so there's a house full of people. All doing stuff.
Yep.
Playing cards in the corner. Kids are downstairs goofing around. There's a conversation at the kitchen table. And I'm alone.
You're alone.
In front of the TV.
Ah.
Just glued to the 4 o'clocker.
Yeah. And you got your Buffalo Bills in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's true. I can't tell if they're good, but I know they're not bad.
Yeah.
God, that defense is good, though.
That defense is excellent.
That defense is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Josh,
I was worried
Allen,
when Tre'Davious White got hurt.
Mm.
It looked like he was going down with a shoulder. He popped somebody. I don't know who it was. And he took a few steps away and then hit the ground. You're like, oh. And then there was the classic broadcaster,
yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, when they cut away to try to figure out, okay,
yeah.
How close to death is this guy?
You never get, hey, and here comes the cart. Players are praying everywhere. Wait a minute, is that player in tears? Oh, it is a horrific thing we are seeing.
Back you know, but it's this. A lovely thing because teams from both, players from both teams getting together to pray.
They are praying, ooh, extra hard now. I think I see the player twitching. Are his eyes open? All right, this game brought to you by the Michelin Man. Anyway, before we get to the Leafies or Raptors okay. or anything.
Whatever
or,
you
or
like.
Or Star Wars.
Whatever you like.
I have a question for you, and I'm, okay. I'm going to do it on the show today.
Okay.
What are the things in sports that makes you feel old?
Ooh, good question.
And the reason I bring this up, you know what I was watching on Saturday? There was highlights of Bronny James. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching highlights of LeBron James's son, a freshman in high school, and he's doing great stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I remember this. This is from 2003. You know, the SI cover when he was in high school. And then it was so long. In 2003, we wondered LeBron or Carmelo. LeBron won Rookie of the Year, but Carmelo got the Nuggets into the playoffs. I'm like, oh my God, I felt old.
Okay, so this isn't a great example, but even just yesterday, I'm watching the game, and it's the Texans and the Titans.
Mike Vrabel is the head coach?
No, that's not it, although that's good. They were showing a throwback to Earl Campbell, you know, as part of their 100th anniversary. And they were showing some Earl Campbell footage. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about him like, you know, like they were talking about Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Like something that just happened a really long time ago that was awesome. And I thought, wow, I used to take the ball in the backfield and pretend I was Earl Campbell when I was in grade 6.
Yeah. See, that's a perfect example. There's things in, so it's, I just, you know, I'm thinking 2003. You know, Lord of the Rings was in the movies, and Beyonce, Crazy in Love was the song, and Friends, and Frasier. Frasier was still on. They were making out new seasons of Frasier. Like, that's, 2003 feels like a minute ago and forever ago.
But you've never moved on in the sense that your computer password is still P Sims 12.
Hey, it's up to a higher number now. Shut up. It was P Sims for a long time. It was.
I like the Giants then, and I like them now.
Yeah. But I mean...
But it's a good question, though. What makes you feel old? You know what kind of makes me feel a little old? Mm. When it goes to 3-on-3 in overtime in hockey, I feel like, what happened to when they just played for ties?
Okay, yeah.
It just feels like Fortnite, the hockey version of Fortnite.
But 3-on-3 is fun.
Well, it is fun, but so is Fortnite.
Yeah, I've never actually played Fortnite. But
you know, we played Berserk. Do you remember Berserk?
Love the Berserk. Little,
it was a great game.
It was a great game.
That was like Fortnite for our set.
That was 1984 Fortnite, was Berserk.
Right, a little 8-bit guy walking around.
Yeah.
Pew. Launching.
You know, when you got you.
Or Tank Battle.
Mm-hmm. We can do all the Atari games if you want.
But, yeah, but some of them were more Fortnite-y than others. Like Pitfall. Pitfall wasn't. Pitfall was like Minecraft.
Yeah. Minecraft is so boring. I watch like my cousin's kid play Minecraft. All you do is dig, and then you search, and then you dig, and then you put a light up in the tunnel, and then you go back to digging. I don't get that game. Where there's no missiles, there's no lasers, you're not shooting anything. That game stinks.
Okay, I get Fortnite. Although I was told on good authority by some of Charlotte's classmates in grade 4, it's over.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
done? Nobody plays it.
Oh, okay. How embarrassing to
But just playing it. Like, you remember Halo when we were young?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, GTA 3 when it first came out. But Minecraft, I don't get.
I don't get it.
Who the hell knows why something's popular and something isn't?
Yeah, it's true. And like, the inner child of me sees that game and goes, boring. And then the adult does the same thing.
Okay, so I'm going to think about this. Maybe I'll just pepper our conversation with observations.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Do you want to do Raptors, Leafs? What do you want to do?
Let's do Rappies. We usually start with Leafs. Let's do the Raptors.
Thoughts? It's an interesting time for them right now.
It is. Like, over the weekend was the time when you can now, it was the unofficial opening of the trade season, where any player who was signed in the offseason, they're now eligible to be traded. The trade deadline is February 6th. And it just goes back, that our expectations at some point after Kawhi left was, maybe the Raptors, there's a chance they'll blow it all up and they'll trade Gasol, Ibaka, or Lowry. And it's just
Any combination of them.
Yeah. And now we're in a spot where, are the Raptors going to be, in fact, buyers and not sellers? It's sort of an interesting place for the team.
Well, let's go through both cases. Let's go through the case for buying.
The main case for buying is, listen, you're not winning the championship, you know, this year. And the main thing you don't want to do is get rid of the financial flexibility if there's a chance in a year from now or whenever to be able to woo Giannis. But the case for it, if you can get better at the wing, like John Hollinger from The Athletic threw out the idea of Evan Fournier from Orlando.
I love that idea.
I love that idea as well, if it can happen.
Because I hate Evan Fournier. You know why?
Why?
Because he always kills us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that shouldn't matter, but when he plays your team, suddenly he does.
Mirotić from the Bulls.
Another one.
Yeah. Always would kill the Raptors. But the main case for it is, if you can go on an extended playoff run, that'll only help to the development of OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam. And I think players develop better when there's real pressure. When, I mean, you develop, like, listen, you can be a great player on a crappy team and get better if you have the talent. But I just think you do better when games matter and playoff games mean the most.
Well, Serge is the most likely guy to go. I think we'd agree.
Mm-hmm.
And if Norm continues to be at least a little consistent, even though they don't play the same position, I actually think that makes Serge much more expendable, because Serge was always just points off the bench.
Yeah.
He does lots of stuff, but an important part of it was you got to have somebody coming off the bench who can score.
Yeah.
If Norm's going to be that guy, it helps to lighten the pressure of where the points come from the second unit.
Yeah.
But what is Serge going to get you?
Not much. You're not going to move the needle. You know, it's got to be a bigger deal.
I did the math on Serge.
Yeah.
I figured if Kyle Korver a couple of years ago could get a first rounder,
mm-hmm.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
He's still a decent player. He's got championship experience. You know, he can get hot and hit threes, play a little D.
Yeah.
No, he was good. He was really good in the playoff run last year, but he's just another year older.
And yeah.
If you're going to flip him out to the West for a team that had aspirations, 2 second rounders is, I think, what you'd get back.
To me, that makes sense. You're not getting more from that. You got to package him and a first round pick and something else to get back a decent player that can make a difference.
Right.
But if I'm an Eastern Conference team that's not the 76ers, don't you make a run for Gasol just because you want the Joel Embiid stopper?
Yeah, like, totally.
If
you're Boston,
yeah, if you're
and you desperately want somebody who can play center,
yeah. Like, you know, the tricky thing there is, you know, they have Al Horford, and so, you know, you don't want to, you know, gunk things up too much. But Marc Gasol, you know, every time against Embiid does a great job.
He is Embiid insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he is for us and has been for us. You know, the hard thing about Gasol is, and I give Nick Nurse a lot of credit for this, is he brings a specific game. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to get something else out of him other than what he does.
Yeah.
And he's going to play straight up defense in the post.
Yep.
And he's a good passer.
He is a good passer.
He's very really good smart. Super high IQ, yeah. Makes a lot of things happen out there. I wouldn't want to give up on him, to tell you the truth.
Oh, no.
If we were going to try to go on a run, I think he'd be really valuable.
Here's my thing. I don't want to be sellers. Like, unless it's an incredible offer. Like, say, an incredible offer for Kyle Lowry, and then it's like, okay, well, now we can have the money. We'll keep Fred VanVleet and Lowry. We're flipping and getting back a bunch of really great assets, you know, and continue that rebuild. But this team is fun, and I want to see what this group does. I like the idea of the, okay, we're going to actually try. We're going to, you know, we are the reigning champions. We're going to defend it with honor versus like what the Mavericks did after they beat the Heat and they got rid of guys, or the Marlins in baseball. Like, I like, you know, call me old timey. I do like an old fashioned title defense.
Although I do feel like we doubled down on Pascal. And so I don't feel like we bailed on the core.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel like a key piece of the core bailed on us. But yeah. It's such an exceptional circumstance. Nobody could really blame the Raptors.
Yeah.
Like, it has never happened in the history of the NBA that a top free agent has left a championship team for another.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
Nope.
So this is uncharted territory.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going to play out. Here's my thing. When it comes to what Ujiri and Webster and the rest of them figure to do, I don't think Giannis is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Bucks? God, they're good.
They are.
They are so good. I don't even know. I don't even want to watch.
The Raptors are better, though. Take Giannis out of it.
No.
Yes. Take Giannis out of it. I will take, like, if Giannis has to choose which roster is more talented, I think the Raptors, are more talented. Middleton is a nice player, but he gets injured. I don't trust their point guard. I like the Lopez's, but they ain't young as well.
But it's kind of like, we used to say this all the time about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. They're just built for LeBron to be good.
Yes.
And I feel like they just figured out in Milwaukee, how do we make Giannis as great as he can be? Mm-hmm. And he's done the rest.
And absolutely. But now imagine you get a better coach with Nick Nurse. You have a better organization.
Is he
with
better?
The Raptors.
Budenholzer's been pretty good.
Budenholzer's great. I just think Nick Nurse is a little bit better. And it's not like there's a huge gap. And by the way, Milwaukee's having a hell of a year. I think they're leading in scoring differential and
by a lot.
And they're the best team in the East. I just think I wonder come playoff time.
We'll see, right? Like this decision doesn't need to be made this season. We'll see how they do in the playoffs. And I think if they stink it out in the playoffs, Giannis wants to win.
Yep.
And I think he'll go wherever he thinks he can. Mm-hmm. But I just don't feel like he's coming here. I feel like that's a real long shot.
Of course. Oh, it absolutely is. Like, I think 10-15% chance.
Maybe not that high.
He's not going to go to the LA teams. They're already loaded to bear. So you knock them out of the way.
There's a team out there that just, I don't want to think about it, but it's
where Miami would be a place.
He'd be great in Miami, but I don't think that's where he's going either.
Where do you think he would go if it's not Milwaukee?
I think it's the Knicks.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh.
And you know who I think's going to go with him?
Who?
Masai.
Oh, now that's
I'm
bad.
Sorry. Like this is my hot
what
take.
What are you doing?
This is my hot, depressing take.
Now I'm sad.
This is where I think it's going to wind up is that I think that Masai will wind up with whatever team that Giannis is at, unless it's Milwaukee. If he stays, that's whatever. Obviously, he's not going to take Milwaukee over. But I just feel like there's this vacancy there that's waiting for something big to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen with Durant. But Masai's smart, and he knows you can't win without a Kawhi type. And if he doesn't think like he can get one to Toronto, he's going to be spinning his wheels between third and sixth for the rest of his stay here.
Do you think he's going to want to go and be the president or GM, whatever role, on a James Dolan-owned team?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
That's why this is complicated. Yeah. But could the Giannis outweigh that?
The NBA would love this. You know, the Knicks, if you have the Knicks being relevant, just what that does for the entire NBA, you know, what that does for ratings and everything. And
the international growth of the game.
Yeah. It would be great for basketball. It would suck for the Raptors.
Well, we haven't seen anything suck for the Raptors, but be great for basketball in the last 12 months.
That is a good point, except no one is watching the Clipper games because they're on at 10 and 10:30.
Well, that's true, and that sucks for the NBA, too.
Yeah.
Here's what I think I've learned about the Raps is, and I've made my pitch for, let's just try to enjoy the season for whatever it is.
Yeah, it's been great.
I think it comes down to one massive question.
Mm-hmm.
Fred?
Mm.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Fred? Kyle?
It feels like it'll be Fred just because of age.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, why overthink it? But Lowry's a better player.
He is a better player.
Yeah. But if at some point you have to move on, it's always better to move on 1 year too soon versus 1 year too late. And, you know, the way Fred's played, he deserves, like, you know, he's going to get a huge amount of money. He's going to get a lot of money.
I'm hearing nine figures. I'm watching a lot of NBA and following the blogs and the rumors are he's going to get upwards of nine figures.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's a big deal, man.
It is.
That's a cornerstone player.
I just worry.
There's so many guys out there. Like, who would you rather have, Drew Holiday or Fred VanVleet? Drew Holiday in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But Drew Holiday's no star. It's just he plays in a market where he doesn't get a lot of love.
Mm-hmm. He's a really good player.
He's an excellent player. Yeah. I don't know if Fred VanVleet's that good.
You know, the part of the problem.
I like him.
If Fred VanVleet was drafted 13th, we'd feel better about it. It's the fact that part of it is he's undrafted, and there's not a lot of, like, usually, as you know, the Captain Obvious, the great players are usually drafted high. Those stories of the second rounders and the guys undrafted who become real, legit impact players, there's not a lot of them out there. We know the names because they're the outliers. We don't know the thousands of others who just never worked out.
Okay, so let's cut the shit and get to it. Like, are we moving forward with Kyle next year, or is he getting swapped out?
And
is he getting swapped out because Fred's the guy?
Yeah.
Is that the right thing to do?
If you get Giannis, you know,
that's a pretty big if.
It's a big if. Let's say you don't.
Like, that's an if that's based on a 2% chance of something happening.
Fair. Okay, we'll keep Giannis out of this. It still comes down to, listen, they got rid of Dwayne Casey and DeMar DeRozan. They'll do the same to Kyle Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be sad, and he will get the loudest ovation of any Raptor, as he should. But at some point, you have to move on. And Fred VanVleet, you know, looked great in the latter half against Milwaukee, looked great against Golden State, has been an incredible player so far, or been a very good, often great player so far this year. He's done all
just
the
sub-all-star, I think.
What's that?
Just sub-all-star level.
Yeah.
And he's just coming into his own as a starter. You feel like he could maybe grow into an all-star player. My concern is, going back to the Kyler Murray thing, he's small.
He is.
And every time I watch that guy play, he spends half the game on his ass because he plays hard.
Yeah.
He drives.
Yeah.
And when you're 6 foot tall and you go up against the guy who's 6'11", you wind up on your ass.
Yes, you do.
You can only do that so many times.
Well, he's got to go on the Kyle Lowry diet to help his, you know, to help Fred VanVleet's ass.
I told you that was my model, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that from the summer? I when I set my fitness goals, I said, I want to do a Kyle Lowry.
Yep. It's a good name.
I want to be the fit, chubby guy turned into the fit guy.
It's a good goal.
Yeah.
How much weight you lost?
38 pounds.
That's incredible. Good on you.
Thank you. I was at the gym this morning.
What did you have did you cheat at all for the holiday party, the Christmas party?
No.
Wow. That's hard.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm in.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Right?
And you've seen this. You've known me for 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you remember how when we would work together at TSN 1050 and the producers would laugh because I would email them at like 5:45 a.m.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nope. I didn't expect an answer right back.
Yeah.
It's just that's, you know. Get back to me.
Yeah, your train of thought. Yeah. Oh, no. When you're fully in, I could see you being able to do that. Like, to me, the Christmas season is just, you know, C is not just for Christmas. C is for calories. And, you know, it's the one time of year where adult men in the morning eat cookies and they don't blink an eye. In March, it's like, what am I doing? You know, why am I having this chocolate chip cookie that has got, like, frosting and icing all over it? You know, you don't do that in April. But you do that in December.
I actually think breakfast should have a dessert. I think the Europeans have it right.
Oh, yeah, with the pastries. Yeah, well, we do. Muffins. Muffins are...
Yeah, but muffins are...
Muffins are dessert. They're cake.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But they're also, not tasty enough. I guess you could get donuts. We have donuts.
We do donuts. And also, let's face it, waffles, that's a dessert. When you give your kid a waffle...
Well, no, because you could have it with just butter or margarine, and it would be basically just toast with fruit in it. If you put syrup on it. But why don't we put syrup on toast then?
Huh. Well, because toast is different than a waffle. Waffle's more of an egg-based, you know, product.
Yeah, and it's also got like the grooves which hold the syrup.
It's meant for it.
So
a waffle is a syrup delivery mechanism.
So true.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them without?
No.
It's not the same.
What kind of insane person would have a waffle without syrup?
Do you ever do it with jam? Jam's not bad.
Jam's not bad, but I still need syrup. No syrup, no waffles.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like,
that's on my tombstone, by the way. It's going to confuse people.
They're going to say, this guy lived a good
life. This guy, yeah. I feel bad for his pallbearers.
Hope they went to the gym.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so let's do a quick wrap, because we had a kind of an all-over-the-place discussion of the Raptors. I think we both agree. You said it, and I'll agree with you. You move forward with Fred.
Yeah.
Kyle's gone this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both think Serge's days are numbered.
Yep.
And I'm not as keen to buy this year as you are. I kind of want to see what these guys can do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fine with
that. And I also think, like, I kind of want to see what Fred can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you win a playoff series with Fred?
Yeah.
Being the main guy?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know they're going to double Pascal like crazy.
Yep.
Can he be a legitimate number two option on a team that wins a series or two?
Yeah. We'll find out. Oh, I'm totally good, by the way, with standing pat. Just going, these are our guys. You know, look what we did. We won the championship last year. This guy's better. boom, let's go. And this week, Cleveland, Detroit, Washington, and Dallas without Luka Doncic. You know, there's, you know, num-nums. You can fatten up.
You know, I just want to make sure we get, for me, a perfect scenario. Well, not perfect, but a good, legitimate scenario. Mm-hmm. I want home court for the first round.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I want third or fourth. Mm-hmm. If we can do that,
yeah,
then I feel like we can win a playoff round. You get into the second one. Who knows? Mm-hmm. With the right amount of injuries and momentum,
yeah,
you know, you can wind up back in the final.
Yep.
I couldn't see us beating two really good Eastern teams to get to the final, but I could see us beating one.
Yeah.
I think we could take Philly in a 7-game series again. Toronto. If only because Gasol can, you know, tie up
Embiid. Ben Simmons has trouble shooting, and the Raptors find ways to score enough against a really good defensive team. Yeah, bada bing, bada bang. Yeah.
So big. But yeah, I kind of feel like I just want to see what these guys can do. Mm-hmm. And also, they're so lovable.
Yeah.
Oh, they're God, so yeah. lovable. They fight so hard.
The team that's not as lovable, mm-hmm. the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Ah, well, do you want to do, why don't we do some lovable Jeff Pollock first before we dive into
Ooh,
the Leafs?
Ooh, that's right. And we got, this one's a little bit shorter, isn't it? Because you got to.
Does Jeff make his own waffles? I bet he does.
I bet he does. And I bet Jeff's waffles are delicious.
I know. I wonder if he ever, can you serve waffles and duck? I think that would be a good mix.
Oh, absolutely. You do chicken and waffles. It's the same right. sort of concept. It's just different.
Wow, my mouth is watering. Culture.
Yeah. So who is Jeff Pollock? If you're new to this podcast, he is our lawyer and he is our friend. He takes care of all of our legal stuff, like our wills and things like that. And he'll do the same for you. And if you want to get a hold of him, jeffpollock.com. That's Jeff with a G, jeffpollock.com. His phone number is 416-777-0088, 416-777-0088. He is very good at his job. He's won a whole bunch of awards and things that I know nothing about, but it's a great combination of he's damn good and he's really nice. And I think with a lawyer, you want a nice guy or a girl because, you know, it's a profession that we sometimes view with cynicism. Jeff will melt your heart and it'll be like the Grinch at the end. Your heart will grow 7 times that day.
I don't want a nice lawyer.
Oh, I want a nice lawyer to me.
Exactly.
But I want a cutthroat in court or in negotiations. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Why don't we do Star Wars before
sure,
we
do Sure, let's do Star Wars.
100%. I was thinking about this because Rise of Skywalker comes out in a few days now.
Yep.
Do you have a viewing strategy? Are you going to try to see first day?
No. What I'm going to do is like weekday, just like at an odd time. Like I'll wait a couple days.
So you'll do the 1 o'clock. Well, I guess you can't do the one because you've got the show. Are you doing the show all next week?
Yeah. But I'm doing some morning radio just with the holidays approaching. Right. Because I'm gone for 17 days in April going to China.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
It is.
Do they have wine there?
They do. They do have a wine industry. This trip will have very little to do with wine. Probably really? Some knockoff Bordeaux. But because of that, I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going away for 17 days.
I got a drink now?
No, I'm like, if you need me to work over the holiday, so I'm doing a bunch of morning show. So my strategy right. basically is I'll find a random 1 p.m. day. That's my strategy. To see
okay, well,
Star
that's
Wars.
A good strategy. It'll still probably be crowded, but not crazy crowded.
Yeah.
So I want to throw something out and get your take. And I'm a little nervous about this, but I'm nervous whenever there's a big movie coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the end of the saga.
It's the end of the saga.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Why do they keep telling us it's the end of the saga? Have you noticed that the messaging is the saga will end? Is it because they want to make it feel like Endgame? They learned like you just get more excited when you think something big's going to happen and then it's over?
Well, doesn't it have to end? I mean, this is the,
it doesn't have to end.
You're right. In theory, yeah. But
the Avengers didn't end, just the Thanos storyline ended.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be more. But I think they need this. I think they need this universe. Like you can do other, like the whole Mandalorian, which I don't have Apple TV, so I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. But I think they need to end this Skywalker, we'll just call it that, the Skywalker storyline.
Right.
So I think they it has to come to an end.
I don't feel, okay, before we get into my feelings about this, you know what I noticed and I thought was odd? Mm. It's a 2-hour and 20-minute movie. And you know what dawned on me?
That doesn't feel long enough.
Doesn't feel long enough.
No. Oh, yeah.
If Endgame taught us anything,
yeah,
give me more.
Give me more.
Like, if you're really wrapping it all up,
yeah,
I want everything.
Yeah.
I want everything, and then go back and give me more.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Two hours and 20 minutes. Yeah. Make it, make it 250. Give me another half an hour.
Now, give me four. Make it Kill Bill Volume 1, Volume 2.
Yeah. I mean, you know, be careful of the whole Irishman thing, which actually I liked, but I bet you haven't seen it yet.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's over 3 hours. It's the holidays. But yes, you're right. 2 hours and 20 minutes isn't, I'm good with more of it. The funny thing is I'm both excited, but I was, you know, like a lot of people, I thought the last movie was bad. I just thought it wasn't a good movie. I don't even remember the name of it now.
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. Yeah, like just... It was exactly what, like, Mark Hamill was Captain Bring Down and, you know, just a big Debbie Down. It's just, I didn't like that movie.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did. I wish I did.
But what I feel is going to happen in this final movie, and this is where I get nervous, is it's going to feel like the last season of Game of Thrones, where it all is about fan service.
Yeah.
And the story kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like in this final segment of the nine, like the last two going into this one, that there really is much story. Like, is there anything you can think of that you go, yeah, that's what this is about? Think about how good the first three movies were and how much those movies were about.
Yeah.
What do you hang your hat on with the first two in this? You know, Rey and Finn and Poe and all that. What do you hang your hat on?
Not a lot. Like, I enjoyed the first one. I think partially just I wanted that nostalgic injected into my veins.
That's great. And you cried when Han died.
Oh, my God. You know, not way. I choked up. I definitely choked up. The chin, you know, the chin troubled.
Quiver.
It quivered. It quivered. But yeah, there's not a lot. Like,
there's not a lot.
I've been underwhelmed. They're you know what they are? They're Matthews and Nylander. You know, there's all this talent and there's all these shiny things going on. But I'm left underwhelmed.
You wanted McDavid and Dreisaitl.
Yeah.
This is why I looked at the 220 mark and I thought, well, they don't really have that much to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good villain. Mm-hmm. And I think Adam Driver's played him.
He's a moody emo.
I like him for a millennial. Ooh. Like, he's a millennial. You know, he's the Austin Matthews. They just got to give him a little mustache.
Yeah.
A little mustache. No, I like him. I think he was good. I think it was interesting choices made by Adam Driver. But most of the first movie really came down to getting the band back together.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the kids.
Yeah.
I was so hopeful for Rey.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that might go somewhere good.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't, though.
It hasn't. No. Like, yeah. And so I'm hoping more from her. But yeah, I don't like Adam Driver in this movie.
Right.
Like, you know what? I don't want introspection. I want Darth fucking Vader. You know, I don't want. Yeah. Yeah. Did Darth Vader at any point question? No, he's too busy strangling those bureaucrats who are trying to get the Death Star ready. You know, like that's what I want.
And the thing about Snoke.
Yeah.
I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Like I've seen the old looking guy in the cowl with the I'm so evil. Yeah, I control everything.
Yeah.
I've
get
seen
it. Yeah.
They didn't come up with enough new, and they didn't give me enough fan service to begin with.
Yeah.
Certainly not in the second one. That's why I kind of liked it, because I thought they were going to try to explore new terrain.
It was just boring.
Well, that's the problem
movie.
Is people... No, it was interesting. I love the idea that you're just normal.
Mm-hmm.
To Rey, you're nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You're just nobody, and your parents left you for beer money, basically. Like, that is so anti-expectation.
That's great. That's what I want in my Star Wars movie. Anti-expectation.
Yeah, surprise. Surprises.
Yeah, give me some other surprise.
But the thing is, you liked the last season of Game of Thrones. I'm not saying that
uncritical,
but you liked the fan service.
I enjoyed it. It was clearly the weakest season, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it.
So that's what I think this is going to be,
mm-hmm.
is 2 hours and 20 minutes of some big scenes, but I think they know they don't have much in Rey. I think they got something in Finn and Poe.
Mm-hmm.
But really, who's coming out of this? BB-8 never caught on.
Yeah.
You know, Luke's going to die.
Yeah.
All the old gang are going to be gone.
Yeah, they're just killing everyone off.
Right?
Ugh.
So I guess that's why they're so keen to end it, is because they didn't really build anything.
God, I hope we're wrong.
Me too.
I want to come out going, yes, they nailed it. They nailed the landing.
There's only one thing in this whole movie that could be interesting to me.
Han Solo comes back from the dead and kicks ass.
Like Tupac.
Yeah.
And they do a hologram tour together.
Hologram Han. He's back.
Right?
That scoundrel.
No, the only thing that really would interest me is if Kylo and Rey somehow found a... Like, if that relationship ended in an interesting way, then I think you could save this saga, these three stories.
We'll find out in a week.
Yeah.
I got to... I have to see it quickly just because of the social media
type the deluge. Wave. Yeah.
That's
the blue wave.
Yeah. Maybe I'll I could mute all those words. Like Star Wars. Oh yeah. I told you before. I muted every Canadian politician before the election.
That's the spirit thing. Lend a hand.
Yeah, I still mute. Trump is still muted. I've all these different words because like I'm bored of people's takes on it. You know, I'll read something that I find interesting, but on Twitter, it's wait a minute, Trump's an asshole. I mean, like oh, that's like you know, breaking news. So yeah, I've muted a lot of words.
I got one quick Star Wars observation before we move on.
Yeah. We got it's 11:08. Didn't you say you got to leave at 11:10?
Yeah, I got to go soon.
Okay.
Well, we'll finish this up though cuz okay. Hayden Christensen.
Oh.
Isn't it amazing that he was Anakin Skywalker and the central point of three movies?
Yeah.
In the biggest saga ever told. And nobody
no one talks about it.
Nothing.
We don't talk about it.
Like you thought Mark Hamill went away. Like has he ever been in another movie?
God, I haven't. You're right. Hayden Christensen. Well, he wasn't in Phantom Menace, but he was in the second two. And you're right. Like he was the pivotal character in the largest movie franchise ever. I mean, now you can argue Avengers. We could quibble that. But you're right. Like we don't talk about it. He went. He was a disaster.
It's like it never. He's the George Lazenby.
Yeah.
To James Bond. So ooh. Hayden Christensen is to the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
So just quickly here.
Yeah.
Because the universe is going to go away, but they could always bring characters back. Do you want to know more about Rey?
Right now, no.
Finn?
I take it or leave it.
Kylo Ren?
No.
Poe?
Yeah, okay, I'll take a little Poe.
Maz Kanata?
Who's that again?
She's the one with the glasses.
Oh, the little seer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could take her.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I just want more Yoda. Well, isn't there more Yoda?
Isn't there that baby Yoda? And
I haven't watched it either, but it looks pretty cute.
Yeah, it does
look cute. Okay, let's do 5 minutes on the Leafs then.
Done.
And then we'll go, because I do got to go. I got a meeting at noon. Okay. Do you got a hot take you want to throw out there?
It's two straight games with Matthews and Nylander really not doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite thing from Saturday was they shut down Connor McDavid.
I don't know how good Edmonton really is.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be that McDavid and Draisaitl were super, super pistol hot.
Yeah.
And they don't have much else.
Yeah.
And if those guys aren't scoring, they don't got much.
Yep.
It could just be that.
Could just be that.
I've been hearing all season long about how good they are, but maybe it's just those two guys.
They're dipping down.
Yeah. And if they're not like white hot,
yeah,
then the team's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or shit. One or the other. I almost feel with the Leafs, like wake me up when they're really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to watch this team underperform. I kind of am feeling like the sort of random night to night, which team's going to show up period to period, which team's going to show up. Like why would I spend my time, which I value at least a little.
Yeah.
If they don't value my time.
Yeah.
At least a little.
It's a good point. James Myrtle pointed this out. If they win at a 60% clip for the rest of the year, they're missing the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be at like 68, 69% to make the playoffs just because of how poorly they started out. And for me, because I know they got a light schedule this week, can all the other teams catch up? Like I'm sick and tired of looking at the standings. I'm like, oh, but Tampa has played four fewer games. Like can everyone play the same amount of games so then we can, you know, I can get just a more clear idea about where the Leafs are in the ecosystem of the East?
I keep thinking about the way the team's going to change. There were a couple takes I had at the beginning of the year that were unpopular, but I think in the end I might be proven right.
Mm-hmm.
One was, this isn't their year.
Yeah.
That there were too many chemistry issues, there were too many unresolved issues on the back end that we wanted it to be this year. We felt it should be this year.
Yeah.
But it wasn't going to be this year.
Yeah.
And I said it then, and I stick with it now. The other take was that Florida might get more points than Tampa Bay.
That is right. You did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it right now?
Florida's up on them.
Ooh, but I think Tampa's played like 8 games this year.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. But the point is, like, Florida's ahead of them in the standings, and Bobrovsky's been shit. So wait till he gets hot after Christmas. Like, they might be really, really good. Point is, you don't always know who the other good teams are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we didn't go into the season, except for me, thinking Florida could be an issue.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Was this whole thing just to pat yourself on the back
a little
last minute just there to put
a little?
By the way, I admire that. I do that technique all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Where do you think I learned it?
Yep. The problem with the Leafs is how often do they win games where you don't notice Frederik Andersen? Like, it seems like, can they win if Frederik Andersen is a C+? They don't beat Vancouver and all those breakaways earlier this week
you
without
know,
that.
I'll take it a step further. I think a lot of teams lose if their goalie is a C+.
Yeah.
But they can't win if their goalie's a B. Mm-hmm. Or even a B+. Like, they need their goalie to be A.
And that's
A material. Now, in fairness, like, that's hockey.
It's
kind of like starting pitching in baseball. Like, yeah. It's not, you know, you shouldn't have to apologize just because your goalie's good.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I know.
But they should apologize for they hang them out to dry as often as they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, they just got a lot of problems, and maybe this whole Dubas thing isn't going to work, and we're just going to have to see. But I do know this.
Yeah.
I'm really not enjoying the one period on, one period off bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because it just feels like, look, if you're not going to fucking try,
mm-hmm.
right, then why should I care?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I got the Raptors,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
your Bills are in the playoffs.
You know, Bills are in the playoffs.
Star Wars is coming out soon.
There's a lot of options out there. And yep. I think the Leafs have dined out for so long on this being hockey and this being Canada and them being the Leafs.
Yeah.
Guess what, gang? People don't need to care about you anymore to be totally happy. Like, you're going to have to start fighting for my attention and my dollar.
Yeah.
They've never had to do that before. And maybe they don't have to do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's still enough people out there that'll cross the street for the Leafs. But you keep throwing out this kind of BS and just one team after another that underperforms?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Not while the Raptors are sweating their way to a 17-8 record without Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty incredible.
It's amazing. So anyway, that's my big common man Gareth Wheeler speech.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll, let's see, next week we should be good because it's still...
We'll do one more and that'll be the last one of the year.
Yeah, let's see, today's the 16th. Yeah, the 23rd?
Yeah,
that'll work. All right.
Yep.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Matt.
Thanks for listening to the Macko and Cause podcast. Remember to subscribe on iTunes or Audioboom. And if you like the podcast, leave a review. If you don't like the podcast, then maybe don't leave a review.